This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Didn't stutter. Let's go. You guys, we have a wonderful, I always say wonderful, but they truly are. Everyone here is wonderful. She's amazing. She's awesome. She's hilarious. Comedian, performs all over town. Give it up for Shannon Hardy.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm chilling. I'm killing it. Just got in from a flight. John's laughing. Because I'm killing it. Was that too?
Is that too on the nose?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fantastic, despite John laughing that I'm not. Did just fly in from Boston.
It's not that you're not. It's that you were just so confident that you're killing it.
I can't. Okay,
how
yes.
Oh, I'm killing it.
Yeah, for context, I did just come back from watching someone pass away, and that's why John is laughing at me saying killing it. What an asshole.
We are sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's John.
It is on the nose, though. It is pretty good.
It's like
it's not good,
it
but
was
it's
a
like
slip
it's
of
it's like a haha, oh, like one of those moments.
It was. Yeah. It was.
But it was great.
Mm-hmm. But I'm here, despite it all. I couldn't miss this for the world, baby.
We were like, do you want to reschedule? And you're like, nope. I'm in it. You're like Gremlins morning.
Gremlins is legitimately one of my favorite movies.
It is so adorable. I love this movie. It's amazing. But for horror movie wise, are you a fan of horror movies?
I love horror movies. My favorite movies when I was a kid were horror movies, and that's kind of how I got into like wanting to do film and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins was one of my favorite movies of all time, even as like a kid. And like, so rewatching it was like super nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of totally forgot, like what happens.
Oh, same. Every time I watch it, I'm like, wait, this happens?
Yeah.
Because it's like there's so much in the movie that you just breeze past.
Oh, yeah. Like all the metaphors for racism, totally, I was too young to understand at the time.
100%.
It was really interesting to rewatch. But yeah, did Spielberg direct it or?
He did not direct it. I saw Spielberg and I was like, oh, he produced it.
Okay.
So yeah. It was actually the first film that his production company, Amblin, is that how you say it?
Yeah,
that's that was like the first time that it was seen on screen. So this is like the first official movie from his production company.
He's done other horror comedies, I feel like, but I'm struggling. I mean, Jaws is not a horror comedy, but
Jaws is considered a horror movie, which people, I mean, it's again, it's, you know, what was it, 70s? Late 70s, early 80s.
I wish he would do more anything like fantasy or horror again.
Yeah.
Like, what's his last movie that he came out with that he's like, it's like based on his life. I feel like he's doing like a lot of dramas or
West Side Story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hated that one. That was like the last big one he did.
Yeah. I think that was like important for the culture, but I'm not like a big musical gal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but it was fine.
I love him doing like wacky fantastical stuff.
Yeah. It's so like, that's what he's good at.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to say about his life. I'm like, there's one film that I was like, I could say this, but I'm not going to.
You should.
No, I'm not. Because that's how you can get. No. Schindler's List. Anyways. But what film were you talking about?
For horror?
No, that you were like, oh, this is like he made this film about his life.
Yeah, I think his like it hasn't come out yet, I think. It's like being advertised around town, but there's a movie that Steven Spielberg just did that's I think loosely based off of his life. I couldn't tell you the name, honestly.
Interesting. Okay.
But I won't watch stuff like that. Like I need something a little silly nowadays.
Yeah. Least, yeah. You know? Yeah. But if it's, you know, I mean, sure, and this movie is very silly.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know what it's about, it's a young man inadvertently breaks three important rules concerning his new pet and unleashes a horde of malevolently mischievous monsters on a small town. Say that five times fast.
I gotta blame his dad, though. Like, that's kind of what, like, his dad made me so annoyed. But that is, like, a very big, I think, like, 90s or maybe even 2000s trope. It's, like, the dad is, like, an inventor. And he's kind of an idiot, but he means well, wants to be a good dad, wants to just, like, have a contribution to the world.
Yeah, it's similar to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Where it's like the dad's a bumbling idiot, but he's got a big heart. But he gets himself into trouble.
Yeah.
And his family.
Almost destroys. Actually, he does. It is his fault that a lot of people die.
Yeah.
And they really, he has, like, no, the end of the movie when, the guy who sold him Mowgli is like, you fucking idiot. And he's just like, it was an accident. Like, not a shred of guilt.
Yeah, he's like, but here's this, what did he give him? Like, this ashtray or something? He's like, I already have one of these from the 7-Eleven down the street. And they're like, well, damn.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
This was a fun one, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, Gizmo is probably the cutest. Like, I want one.
I know.
I want one so bad. He's so cute.
He was so cute. He's just like a Furby. I don't know which came first, the Gremlins or the Furby.
Yeah. Oh, I should have. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. But Gizmo's adorable. I love when he, like, saves the end. With, like, he's like, he watches, like, some Clark Gable movie.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I need a hot car. I need a hot rod.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, you know, go and save the world. And he's like cruising in his little, like, toy car.
Yep.
Just saving the day from the evil, now scary looking Mogwai.
I hated and loved how they were so wet. Like, they were so wet. Like, the when they turn evil.
Yeah.
And then even when, like, they're, so when Mowgli gets wet, and then, like, those little, like, balls, like, shoot out of him.
Yeah, which I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, how does more of them come to be in the earth? That's how
you say
it.
That was so gross to watch.
And then I was like, oh, this is Jesus Christ. Okay. he is, honestly. Wait, is Gizmo God?
Is Gizmo God?
Google it now.
Listen, there's the whole duality of man that's really being dissected there, the good and the evil. I really thought it was a movie about boundaries, you know?
There you go.
Gizmo had very firm boundaries. Mm-hmm. Don't feed me after midnight. Don't get me wet. Don't bring me into the light, which are, like, you know.
You know, pretty, like, straightforward, and, you know, you can't really.
It was so easy to not break those rules. But you know what? For, like, what is he in high school, Billy?
I think he's a senior in high school.
Yeah.
But again, it's, you know, his age is questionable.
Yeah.
So I would say a senior. I think he was going to college.
Yeah.
Because I think he's like, oh, yeah, then I'm going to go to college, you know, next year. And I'm like, oh.
Also, that girl he's in love with, I think her name's Katie. Her backstory was so dark. I did laugh when she was like, when she finally reveals the reason she hates Christmas is so fucked up.
I forget. What is it?
It's because her dad, like, was trying to dress up as Santa and come down her chimney.
Oh, my God. Yes. And then he died in the chimney.
Falls and breaks his neck.
Yes.
Yes. And they're all just like, okay. And then that's it. And
they're like,
on.
I hate Christmas, but also, let me tell you about this trauma real quick. It's because of this. Like, I mean, that would be a bad, if that happened. That's pretty traumatic. And that's fair. That's fair. If you're like, hey, I don't want to celebrate. I am now Jewish.
They really just didn't have to make her backstory that traumatic. Because it added nothing to the story that she hated Christmas other than to make her kind of like the manic pixie dream girl. I don't know if she had been invented yet, but you can see her forming in that moment where you're like, there's something wrong with me. And that's really my only characteristic of this movie, besides the fact that I work at a bar.
You're like, that's about it. Which, if she's at a bar, then she has to be. But it was the 80s, so 18?
No, oh, she's gotta be. Yeah, she could have technically.
She has to be of age. So yeah. But then
why she also works at the bank. This woman is a hustler.
Oh, because he works at the bank too. Which, and he brings his dog into the bank, which I was like, is that allowed?
There was a lot of things going on.
He was cute though.
He was cute. He looked like almost the guy who is super creepy and, oh my God, it's gonna kill me. James Franco. He looks a little bit like the Francos.
Okay.
Doesn't he kind of know? I don't know.
I mean, he could be related. I see it.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a direct brother, but like a cousin.
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
He's got that curly hair and the big eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
But did they kill the dog? I missed when they killed the dog because the dog is just there and then it's not. Right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Did I even notice that?
I didn't realize it till the end. I was like, wait a minute, where is the dog? And then
that dog was so chill.
I know.
And was just like, I'm just going to go sleep in the bed. I'm going to
didn't want to fuck with the gremlins at all. Didn't like bark at them. Didn't eat them. Or anything.
The dog got, because the gremlins hung the dog by the holiday lights, and but he was still alive then.
that was also funny because
he's like, how did you get out there?
I know, there's so many moments where I'm like, they also when he first gets Mowgli, they kind of just are like, no one's interested in the fact that these are just a new species that's been introduced.
They're like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, that's, if you saw that and you're like, oh, I'm gonna buy this. Like, I don't know if I'd, I mean, I say I would want one, but if I saw it at a store, I probably wouldn't go straight for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm concerned. I would have done some research before, hopefully, in the 80s, gone to the library, asked, hey, do you know about this animal? Potentially what it is, anything about it, but,
it's kind of just a big hamster with a psyche, right?
I mean, yeah, but he talks.
Yeah, that was real. Like, that's kind of my, I've been really obsessed with birds lately because they talk. Mm-hmm. I just really want a pet that will tell me it loves me.
Okay.
And that is kind of, I think, Mowgli's biggest draw, right? It's why it's better than a dog or a cat or anything like that, is because it can express emotion.
Mm-hmm. He's small. He can sleep in a tiny bed. Mm-hmm. He can tuck himself in. And I didn't realize I've seen this movie a handful of times. And this is the first time where I've realized that he speaks. He's like, bright light. And I'm like, oh, those are words.
I forgot that he doesn't turn evil. I forgot that Mowgli was a hero.
He's the good guy. And then he's just his facial expressions throughout the film. I'm assuming he's some type of animatronic because he's not a hand puppet.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, I like this kind of before CGI world where, I don't know, I just like the look of animatronics more than I like CGI stuff. And that might be just kind of, I don't know, a nostalgia thing, but I do think it adds this character and detail to the world, because I know that CGI has evolved a lot and you can see a lot of detail when they add it in, but to me it feels more I believe that it's part of the world more than when I see CGI, and I don't know if that's a brain thing, but it looks almost not part of the world sometimes, no matter how good the CGI is.
Yeah.
Even with Avatar, it's so good that I feel like I'm watching an animation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it does trick the brain. Not trick the brain, that's not the right word, but your brain is this isn't real, and it's I know it does look real. It's when you see a like robot or something that like looks like a person, you're like, I know that's supposed to be a person, but I know it's not a person type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's kind of, I think, the same.
Yeah.
Because like the practicals are just, you can't beat them. And I like, you know, it's a robot, you know, like E.T.'s not real, you know that, but it's like they took the time and effort to make it something that's, you can actually see and touch. And I think there's something magical and crazy about that.
Well, yeah, like psychologically, the closer something is to being a human but not, mm-hmm. the scarier it is.
Yeah.
Which, you know, goes back to like Chucky and like the Annabelle movies, mm-hmm. and like why we keep making those things about, you know, like why an AI robot is scary or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your favorite part of the movie?
My favorite part of the movie? Oh, geez. Honestly, I would say the theater scene where all of the little gremlin Mogwai, which, fun fact, is Cantonese Chinese for, and that means the devil.
Oh.
And like demon gremlin. So that's where that comes from. So that's interesting. That's fun fact number one.
I love when the like racist old Vietnam vet dies. I thought it was like, I know it's like one of those things where it's like, it's making a metaphor. It has to be about like race in a lot, in mm-hmm. a lot of ways. But like when he's like, he's like that drunk, that drunk who is like, you know, the gremlins, like they were taking down our planes in the Vietnam War.
They're like, they're getting into everything.
Yeah. And he's just like that. But I thought that was like a good like representation of just like, you know, like old, like blue collar people in America who, mm-hmm. you know, are like their life is in the shits, and then they they blame other races for all of their problems. It's like a scapegoat kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. And then I realize, I'm like, have you ever seen Dear White People?
I have not.
There's a scene in Dear White People where the woman is like, yeah, her thesis is about how gremlins, mm-hmm. is about how white people are scared of black people and like other races. Cause she's like, yeah, gremlins, they're scared to get their hair wet.
Oh, wow.
They're obsessed with fried chicken. Cause remember, that's what they're fed after midnight is fried chicken.
Oh my God.
I don't think that was
Yeah.
But I think, because if anything, I feel like it's more about like Eastern cultures. I mean, the choice for that guy to be like blaming, saying that gremlins were involved in the Vietnam War.
You're like, maybe, but like, you know, also that guy was getting drunk and that one guy was driving a tractor, like not a tractor, a plow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm drunk.
He's like, yeah, if this was American made, I wouldn't have any problems with it. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was really, I'm still like unpacking it. I truly.
Oh yeah. It's there's like, again, every time I watch this movie, there's like something more that I find out. And I was looking at the exterior of, this is where I'm going to go full film nerd on you, the exterior of like the town. And I was like, that looks really familiar. Was it shot on the Universal lot? And it was. They actually shot it near where they shot the Back to the Future, like the clock tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when they had the explosion at the theater, they actually burnt down half of the Universal building
like a real
lot.
Fire?
Yes. They actually burnt it down. Which is
there's
hilarious.
Always shit like that with Steven Spielberg movies. Whenever he makes a horror film, like remember Poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
like people actually died after he made it. There's always some like weird disaster, I feel like, that goes along.
Oh, yeah.
With when he makes movies.
Oh yeah.
Which like, if there is some sort of like dark spirit world, like clearly Steven Spielberg is aware of how it's working and is like dancing closely with the devil there.
I mean, if it makes a good film, it makes a good film, you know.
Yeah, I think he's doing something a little too right.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that the gremlins never fuck. though. I will say that. I don't know if we're allowed to swear here.
No, you are. You can. No, this is. I literally, my acting teacher called me a tramp mouth for how I speak on this podcast.
Tramp mouth?
Yes. But
you like your acting teacher?
I do actually. But
I'm like, do you like?
He,
it was a joke.
No, it's a haha.
It's a haha.
It's a haha. No, but it's because, you know, I honestly, I don't, I feel like I'm not that raunchy. The only thing I say is fuck. That's like the biggest word I say. But yes, they fuck. They should fuck.
There's
because there's the one female. They do. The one female when they're at the bar and they're like, look at that. There she is, Mrs. Gremlin herself. She's, you know, got the lipstick on, she ready to go. Or is it, or are they all?
Oh, sorry, am I not close enough to my mic? Can I hold it like a little baby? Okay, cool. I don't know, I just like, I need something in my hands. That's a little bit. Yeah. Here we go.
You're just getting further and further away from the actual table. You're in the corner by the end of it, just hunched.
Yes, with my little hoodie on.
I love it. But they like are all of the, I've, because it always seems like all of the Gremlins are like men. They're all like, they're all dudes. So I'm like, is this an actual female gremlin, or is it a man dressing up like a woman?
Right.
So we have a trans gremlin.
There was a Jordan Peele, Keen Peele sketch where they like brainstorm for Gremlins 2, and they're in a big writer's room, and Jordan Peele's character comes in. And he's like just supposed to be some crazy guy, like helping them pitch for the second Gremlins movie. Mm. And there's one woman in the room, and he's like, "What's your idea for the Gremlins?" And like goes up to all of them, and she's like, "What about a female Gremlin?" He's like, "And that's why we need more women in the writer's room." And I was like, "Oh,
that's
that
it."
But I'm like, I would like an all female Gremlins.
That would be amazing.
Like what they did with Ghostbusters.
It's just that, but it's just,
I would love their, like, I do think that the Gremlins weren't, like, they were painted to be bad guys, but they really, I don't think they were, because, okay, they went after stupid people, and what's the evil lady who's, it's a very anti, like, consumerism film.
Yeah.
It's in, like, so there's a woman who is she like runs the banks, and she's trying to like shut down this small business.
She was a bitch.
Super evil.
There's like a family, like a mom comes up to her
with her kids. She hates,
like,
poor people.
She's like, please, like, we just need 2 more weeks. And she goes, too bad. But it's Christmas. I don't care.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. And you're like, damn.
She's like, get a job. You're like, lazy losers.
Yes. You're like, God, it's poor people's fault that they're poor. Like, that's,
she had the funniest death when they just, she has, it's so funny because she like can't climb stairs, but she walks perfect in the rest of the film.
Yeah.
And so she's in, and they come to her home, the Gremlins, and she's trying to escape them. So she gets on her little automobile chair that gets her upstairs, and they just like turn the speed up, and it goes, it swings around so fast that she flies out the window, and the cops see it, and they just drive away. I was like, this is like an anti cop, anti-racism, anti-capitalism film that was like made in the 80s that like is actually, I think, still holding up well, and I wasn't expecting that at all.
You're like, Gremlins made in 1984, still holding up in 2022.
I was rooting for a lot of the people to die.
Yeah, truly. Oh, 100%. I was like does the dad die?
No,
I know he doesn't, but I was like, not that I would want, because he's a lovable idiot, but like, I was like, he brought them into this mess. I was like, if the shop owner, if he dies, then I'm gonna feel really bad. And I just was like, I expect, you know, but it's also, to consider this a horror film, some people are like, I don't know. But then also some people are like, is it a, or I'm not even gonna say it, I'm just gonna say Jolly Holiday film. People do not consider it that. I'm like,
they released it in the summer.
I'm like, well, there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And they literally have trees.
They have what?
I think they have the Jolly Holiday trees.
Yeah.
And stuff. So
it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is. There's snow.
It's a Christmas movie for people who hate the holiday for, like, you know, what it's kind of, I think, become.
Yeah.
You know? Which is like kind of just about like gifts and bullshit, I guess. But like,
and also trauma, because your dad was going to surprise you and went up the chimney dressed as Santa and just fell and broke his neck. So.
I had to, like, it was so hard for me to not laugh when she gave that story because it was just so out of nowhere, like, the way that she delivers it. Like,
yeah, her character overall, just, like.
She doesn't really, okay, no, she does, she does help towards the end.
Yeah, but she's like, help me, man. And then they, like, get a little smoochy smooch in the store. And I'm like, this is not the time. And then all of a sudden, one of the gremlin, what is it, Stripe? Because that's like the leader. Mm-hmm. It's the only one, I think they have names, but Stripe was like the leader. He brings out a chainsaw. And I'm like, first of all, that's a large ass chainsaw for you. Also, I'm terrified. Because imagine, but also, why can't you just kick it? Like, yeah, kick it.
I couldn't believe, I was like, you know that you just got to wait for the morning to kill these dudes. Like, because the sun's going to come up and kill them.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that it took them. Like, they knew that sunlight would just burn them. And they never really used the light against them.
Yeah, except.
Until the very end.
But it wasn't even them. It was Gizmo.
The whole time they just needed a freaking flashlight.
Honestly, I'm like, why didn't you, like, head, like, it was, like, in Hocus Pocus when they used their, like, the headlights to fake suns. I'm like, why wouldn't you just do that? And then, but then they'd find, like, some shadowy area and just stay there.
Loved how the mom kills them. She really knew what was up. Like, when she comes out into the kitchen and just, like, one after the other. I mean, she just demolishes one with a knife, shoves one in a microwave immediately.
She's like, I got this.
And puts one in a, not a blender, but, like, those, like, mixing bowls. And it just, like, splatters, like, black goo everywhere. That was, like, that was, like, the most satisfying moment to watch and also the most scary because we hadn't seen them be evil yet. We hadn't seen them try to kill. And
the fact that she knew what to do and was just, like,
her instinct.
She's like, ah, oh, not again. So she just, she's like, God, here we go again. Let me just start shoving things in microwaves. Which, honestly, if, like, you know, it was, like, if, you know, not that this is a zombie apocalypse, but, like, I'd probably shove, if there was a microwave, I'd, like, you know, put something in the microwave if it was working.
So, yeah.
I don't know. But it's not the zombies, but they're a little bit different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She must be used to bullshit with that guy that she's married to, though.
Yeah, with, like, the coffee thing. She's like, I don't think also we can drink this coffee. I'm like, that coffee is a solid. Yeah. It's not.
He's at a convention on Christmas Eve, too. And she's just like, okay, honey, I guess I'll see you.
See you tomorrow, maybe.
Kind of a deadbeat guy, to be truly honest with you. But, yeah. And also very creepy that he was, like, drawing pictures of Kate. That was a little bizarre to me. He was, like, he asked her on a date, and then he goes home and is, like, drawing a picture of her and, like, eating a bunch of snacks.
Which is what you do. Isn't that what you do when you have a crush on somebody? You go home and you memorize what they look like and you draw a picture of them. Yeah. It's giving Napoleon Dynamite, and what if we didn't do that?
No.
It's kind of creepy.
He was not that smart.
Yeah, yeah.
To shit on Billy.
He's a cute kid, you know, if he just stopped speaking, maybe he'd be better. But
so why was his best friend, like, 11? That kid was not, that was not.
Again, how old is Billy? Because if his girlfriend works at a bar, he works at the bank and the bank, but she, and then he works at the bank, but then Billy's at, is he babysitting Billy? Because they both have two jobs. How many jobs does Katie have?
Poor Katie is stressed the fuck out. You never see her parents. She clearly is.
Well, like, she parent.
Parent, yeah. Excuse me, RIP. Like, they had to know that was a funny way to, like, no one is like, yeah, he went down a chimney, broke his neck all the way down, and, like, didn't think that was gonna be, like, a little bit funny.
Yeah, someone was like,
it's a comedy.
Yeah, they were in the writer's room like, God, we don't have anything for this chick, what do we need? Let's give her a really tragic backstory, but then never go back to it.
He doesn't respond when she says
he's like
that.
Oh, cool. Anyways, we're dealing with something else here that's a little bit more important. You're like, I thought we were gonna form a like actual relationship after this, but
also, yeah, the first person who dies is like a black guy too.
That's
the one black guy in the movie. I was like, oh no, he's gonna go real quick, man.
That's usually, unfortunately, how it goes in most horror movies before the 2000s.
They weren't aware that that was a thing yet, though. Like, people hadn't been like, stop doing that yet.
Yeah. Do you think people did it on purpose? Or do you think it was just like, hey, let's just kill this character off, and then they just happened to be black, and you're like, shit.
There were so few black people, just kind of like, I mean, just like representation was worse. So it's like they were already getting minor characters. So then when you put that together with horror movies, mm-hmm. like the minor characters are always the first to go because there's no emotional investment yet.
Yeah.
But he was funny too. He was just like a science teacher who just like wanted to like run tests on.
Yeah, that was weird. And then he was shoving a lot of needles around. And I'm not a needle person, so I was like, absolutely not. I'm like, leave him alone. I don't think this is going to end well for anybody. It's usually when... Wait, so he is in high school? Because if it's the high school...
Yeah, he is in high school. So we can't...
Why do they have a full-time job at the bank? Where do they go to school? How old are these kids? He's friends with an 11. How old
Euphoria
is Billy?
High.
What is going on? Yeah, it's like, I mean, whenever they're like, oh, I'm in school, like, you never go to school. Like, I've only seen a handful of films that, like, when they're actually in high school, that they actually go to school, and I see them at school interacting with that stuff.
Is it racist that they, like, because they're supposed to be, it's like a Chinese little, pet, and do they kill the dog? Like, that's gotta be that dog's dead, and they don't care. They never, like, the dog is not at the end of the movie. That dog does die. John, can you Google if the dog dies? I'm curious, because I don't remember the dog dying. I feel like that would have been a big scene, but the dog does just disappear.
It just, I mean, sometimes that also happens in movies because they just don't want to like have them or like bring them back.
Dog survives. Peltzer's dog Barney, however, survives the mayhem.
Oh shit. Okay, well, I guess they just like maybe put the dog out back, which is maybe the smart choice to leave the dog away from the murdering little monsters.
Oh, speaking of racist things, in the my oh my god moment, where I literally was like, I missed that completely, when the dad's in the beginning is like in the shop with the owner, he is like, oh, I'm gonna trade you this, you know, this tool thing I made. It's like a little utility tool kit, it's got a toothbrush so you don't get dragon breath. And he goes, never
hilarious
mind. And I'm like,
dude,
that's racist.
Well, it was funny because they're like aware of it, and the joke is always on the dad, and the
mm-hmm.
and
he's
the,
like, wait, I didn't mean that. Like, I mean, it is a saying, but when you say it in front of
the shop owner, is like, fuck this stupid white American guy who has no idea what he's doing, has no idea how to like utilize this, like the power that's in his hand, which is like so true. It's like Americans get their hands on shit
mm-hmm.
that is like could be used for good, and then we just freaking blow it up. That's why I think the movie holds up,
yeah.
You know, is because, you know, we get our hands on technology, and then we fuck it up.
Yeah.
Because it's like there should be clear rules for it, and then we don't figure out those rules until really bad things happen.
Yeah.
Kind of like with Facebook and shit, you know? Yeah. Or any like kind of like the AI things that are happening or whatever.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, unfortunately. So were there any like what the fuck moments in the film?
It was really upsetting to me when the gremlin had like 4 cigarettes in his mouth and then didn't get to smoke them. That was like killing me. it like made me want a cigarette, and then it made me be like, oh man, all those cigarettes were just wasted. And also, like, it doesn't know that those cigarettes need to be lit. Like, what? Like, it just wants, I don't know.
It just wants to hold it.
Yeah.
in its mouth.
That was
four of them specifically.
Yeah. Those I would like to hang out with them. That's why I'm saying I'm like, there needs to be like a version of this movie where they are not like, they're really not that bad. I don't think they are. They've really only killed bad people.
I think they're misunderstood, and I think there's definitely, well, because are they of this earth? Because is there a planet?
Their politics aren't bad.
Are they? Yeah, exactly. Like, are they?
I do. I agree with them on like a on a level.
I would if they ran.
If they ran for office today.
Office, I would vote. I would vote 100%. But would it be, would you vote Stripe or would you vote Gizmo?
Stripe gets shit done.
But, you know, one is
Gizmo,
evil and one
Gizmo's, listen, Gizmo's meant to just watch Clark Gable films and chill with the homies. I don't think he has any aspirations in life. Okay. Stripe does seem like a politician in a lot of ways. He can herd people. I think that if he could be used for, you know, like an actual movement, he would get things done. And then they call them like, they're like the riots. And I thought that was funny at the end of the movie when the news is on, they were like, the riots that have erupted over this town. I'm like, do you mean the monsters that have just like,
they're like, the news is lying to us. They're covering up. There's something they're not telling
us. The police didn't do shit. The police were like, I don't know what happened.
How does the city feel? I always, like, I want to see a movie where it's the perspective of the people in the town that aren't the main characters.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, what are they going through? Because their lives are just being terrorized. They're like, God damn it. Like, Sydney Prescott, again, she's being stalked by this fucking killer. Like, now I got to be afraid. Now I got to lock my doors because of your issue. We're not victim blaming, no, but like, there are monsters in this town and you chose to feed them after midnight, put water on them, put them in no, you don't put them in light, it doesn't matter about that, but yeah, you did all those things and you just see
there's a lot of people that, you know, in comedy that we hang out with that, you know, don't bathe.
This is true.
And, you know, don't eat a lot.
But yes, that is prominent. Yeah.
And don't see sunlight. So how can we really honestly hate them for those kind of rules?
Are all of
they're just kind of community.
Are all comics gremlins?
Maybe that is why we relate and root for the gremlins, because like people in comedy are just like these like dirty little monsters in their core. You know what I mean?
So, like, someone take us
that
home,
hates
please.
Society and just like. clearly have some issues to work out.
Yeah, someone please take us home. We're like, we need love and affection, but we also just need you to turn on a quick what was it? Clark Gable.
Yeah, it's a Clark Gable movie. I couldn't tell you which one.
Yeah,
I do love Clark Gable. Clark Gable was my first crush. I really wanted to fuck Clark Gable, and then I realized that he was dead, which is really dumb because I was like 17 when I wanted to. And I was like, oh wait, he's not with us.
That was me with Elvis.
Yeah,
that, and I found out, and I was like, God damn it! Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm never going to a concert unless it's Elvis. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm never going to a concert. But then I realized that they have Elvis impersonator concerts. So that was when I went.
Are they trying to say, I'm not to sexualize the gremlins, but here we are. Like, I do think that the gremlins would be fantastic in bed. Like, I think that they are supposed to be like the bad boy. You know what I mean?
Are you saying you would fuck a gremlin?
I will go on the record and say I would smash.
Okay.
I would smash. I would smoke. Smoke shows across the board. All
I thought, like, I smoke a lot, and then I would smash.
There'd be a good time. I mean, like, not like a, you know, you couldn't marry one.
I feel like it'd be the kind that would be like, I'm gonna. He's like, he would finish, and then like make sure like you wouldn't, didn't be like. He's like, was that good for you? And then he'd be like, God fucking damn it. I mean, maybe not. I think Stripe would do that at least. Maybe not the other ones, because I don't know how their vibe is.
You think Stripe wouldn't make you come?
No, I think Stripe would be like. You're welcome.
See, I'm gonna disagree with you. Okay. I think that Mowgli wouldn't make me come.
I don't think any of them would make me come. I don't think they. I don't think any of that. but I just think they just. I don't know. They don't give me. That
I don't think they wear condoms. I think that they might be like.
Because they have. Do they have penises?
They have to.
The little wee.
Well, I guess like maybe. Well, it's the same thing with like the movie Ted.
Okay.
Like that bear doesn't have a penis.
But he knows what he's doing.
But he can fuck still.
Well, yeah, but I would fuck Ted, but like a gremlin.
They probably just get a strap on. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
They are little tiny wee wees.
I don't know. I do think that Stripe eats box. I do. Like that. I think he's ahead of his time. I know it was the 80s, but I think he eats box.
Okay. I love that. So do you think the female, I mean, if again, this goes back to, do you think they fuck with the like the female? Again, is it a woman?
John's shaking his head.
John, so you John, don't... do you want to tune in?
We are off the rails.
We need the male perspective.
Yeah, from the male perspective.
I mean, this is a hot take. Okay. Let's not fuck non-humans.
Ooh.
But they do have, but they have a, what's it called? They have a consciousness that's like beyond. Here's the thing. It's like why people are like, would you fuck an alien if it was like, you know.
Here's what I'm going to say. This is the second podcast where the male had to be logical and say bestiality is not something we're considering.
But is it bestiality if it has.
It's a beast, yes.
If it's as smart as a human.
The name of the movie. You're going to fuck a shark?
If it has. If he. Well, I mean, listen.
Katie, these podcasts are taking a turn. Adam Ray had to say we're not fucking dogs, and I have to say we're not fucking things called gremlins. I mean, I've fucked a gremlin before.
Hey, it's a real
question. It's 2022.
I'm asking the real shit. We're getting down and dirty and asking the stuff no one would ask.
Most humans don't deserve to get laid, so who are we to say? Like, because here's what I'm saying, though. Like, if it has, like, the consciousness of a human, right? Like, if it can, like, speak and, like, talk, like, to a certain degree.
You,
like,
you would fuck a parrot?
No, because that I think is a little bit of bestiality and pedophilia, because parrots only have the brain of, like, a 3-year-old. Whereas, like, these gremlins, they're like, smoking cigarettes. Like, they're fully sexual human beings that can, like, dress themselves. A parrot's not going to dress themselves and try to kill your mother. That is pretty sexy to me if you try to kill my parents.
So you would fuck a robot? An AI?
I would fuck a robot.
I mean, listen, I guess technically a vibrator.
This is the blind leading the blind. No one has ever asked me for dating advice, and you shouldn't. So, like, this is the truth, but it doesn't mean that it's right. Like, it's, you know.
I mean, you both said you would fuck a gremlin, so I think that's where that ends.
I'm also not, like, emotionally available. So, yeah. Of course I would fuck a gremlin. Are you kidding me? Have you seen my roster?
Oh, Jesus.
I've
had a worse lay.
I mean, you know, yeah, we might as well. I add it to the list, say you did it, you know, check out a box and move on, you know?
Yeah.
You can finally on the rice purity score, you can finally check off bestiality.
That's not how the law works. Just throwing that out there.
Don't do it.
But
kids.
Judge, no. It was a box I needed to check.
You don't understand it. It would lower my rice purity score. You don't understand.
What's a rice purity
score? Have you never done that? It's like on you, like if you Google rice purity, I'm gonna have you do it after this. You Google rice purity and it's a like you check every box that you've done, and it's like it goes from like, oh, I've stolen something, I've held hands romantically, I've had sex, I've eaten someone out, someone's eaten me out, blah, 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 blah. I've been pooped on, it gets really like
I fucked a gremlin,
like that's actually one of the boxes, but it goes from being like really mundane to like being really fucked up by the end, and bestiality and incest is like the last couple. So I mean, I think you should do it, but it's always been like, oh, how low is your rice purity score? I haven't done it in a while, but mine was like stuck pretty high for a while.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think we've made some progress.
What was the most crazy thing on it, like in your opinion, on the rice purity?
I mean, incest and bestiality were pretty, that those were there. And I'm like, someone might have checked those off.
That's so gross, because it's like, that's not cool. Like,
yeah,
that's like not like, that's not like a brag to be like, yo, I fucked my cousin.
Yeah. There's like, I mean, so much. Some people like, be doing that though. And, it's, yeah. You know, for them, you know what?
How horny do you have to be to fuck up the bloodline? I really.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that fuck their cousins and find out afterwards that they, like, I know at least two people that have fucked cousins that didn't know they were their cousins.
Oh my God.
I think that might have happened to me once, but.
And here we go.
Accidental incest.
I hooked up with this guy from Massachusetts in Los Angeles. We just both happened to be from Massachusetts. Oh my God. And his last name.
He had the same mom. It was super weird. It was so weird. Like, I saw him all the time. And we had the same mom.
It was like
mom.
Looking into a mirror. It was weird. No.
We had the same eyes. It was great.
I met him in LA, and his last name was Wood. And then he, like, ghosted me. But then before he ghosted me, he was like, I'm going back to Massachusetts. My grandma just died. It's over. And then he sent me a picture of his grandma's grave, and her last name was Hardy. And I was like, so you, wait, because he never said, like, I think we're related, but it was just like the way that he left me was like, I'm leaving. Also, we both have the same family last name.
That doesn't mean you're related.
It doesn't mean that we're related, but it was just like, I guess, like, in my head, I told myself, maybe he just thought he was my cousin and that's why he couldn't be with me. But, like,
you know what? Yeah. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, out of 10, what do you think?
Is 10 the highest score?
Yes.
For, like, just like overall movie enjoyment?
Yes.
I think this movie is like very high up on the list. I don't know what a perfect movie is. So I would never give anything a 10. I don't think that a 10 maybe even exists. I don't know. Maybe. But
it does. It, honestly, I would always say like a 10 is just a personal 10.
Honestly, like 8.5.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I love this movie. I really, really do. I think especially for the 80s. I think it's beautiful cinematically. I think that it's hilarious. I love like it holds up, like, you know, like kind of like the metaphors and, you know, the lessons about like society and how we all fucking suck. Mm-hmm. And it's entertaining as hell.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I gave it a 9. So yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 I love it.
Why did you love it?
Every time I see this movie, I always forget how much I love this movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Grant. Like, I'm always like, oh, it's like, oh, The Shining. Oh, Gremlins. Like, I'm always like, I mean to watch it, but I just don't. But it's just such a good movie. It's just, fun. It's, I wouldn't say it's like scary.
No,
it's goofy and just, it doesn't take itself too seriously. And it's just like, this is ridiculous. We know, but we're just going to go for it. And, you know, a lot of, like you said, some of the stuff does hold up. Some of it does not. Mm-hmm. But I mean, overall, it's a wonderful movie. And Gizmo, although I can never say his name without stuttering, he makes the movie so much better. He's just adorable, and I just want to hug him.
I know, I want one.
He just like when he was like shivering, he's like, oh, and I'm like, I want to hold you, and I want to keep you safe in my little arms, and just pet you.
He's awakened a deep maternal instinct I didn't know I had anymore.
I was like, I do have a pet, but I'm like, I can't hold him. Like, I would be able to hold.
It's baby meets pet. It's like that sweet, sweet middle spot that we haven't found yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. So before we get out of here, do you want to plug anything?
I have a comedy show on the last Thursday of every month called Tight Tens, Comedy and Drag. It's a fun time.
It is a fun
time. At Bar Lubitsch in WeHo.
It's amazing. And you're amazing.
You're amazing.
And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And this was so fun.
Yay. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can check them out in store at FYE.com. Guys, we will see you next time. Bye. You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store. And you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.